Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Next episode of Sean Bill 5000 Podcast. Thanks for tuning in and opening your ears to my gentle, gentle tones to slowly tickle the inside of your ear hole. Do you feel me in your ear hole? How awkward is that, right? We want to thank Eric Stetson for putting together our new, brand new intro. Go check out Eric's YouTube channel, Eric Stetson. You spell it just like it sounds, Stetson, like the hat. That's what that guy does. You need him to put together some music for you. You need a commercial. You need really anything as far as the music goes. That guy's got your hookup. So we're going to go ahead and get this episode started. Again, thanks for tuning in. We're going to move a little breakneck because we got some stuff. We got some things, some new stuff we got to cover. First and foremost, we're going to do, we got two reviews this episode. We've got a restaurant review for a local restaurant that just opened up here in my hometown, Statesboro, Georgia, a place called Big Show's Burgers. And then right after that, we're going to do a video game review because I got told I needed to do video game reviews, and that's what everyone wanted to hear. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to review the new Metal Gear game, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, which has, I always make the jokes that it has 100 other titles, and because the title changed a bunch, but that's neither here nor there. We're going to get over to that after we do our restaurant review. Some of you know, some of you don't. I am a local in Statesboro, Georgia. I've been here about 15 years now, maybe more. My family's always kind of lived in the area. I don't go to school here. I've never gone to school here, which means I hate the traffic here when school is in, no matter what part of town I'm on. I always seem to be on the wrong end of some 21-year-old fresh-faced kid in a car that they obviously didn't pay for trying to kill me. It's actually kind of interesting how many accidents I can avoid in one day and go, oh, hey, college student, I almost died just then. Folks, remember, texting and driving is illegal and dangerous. If you choose to do it, if you choose to take your own life in your hands, that's cool. That's totally all right. But keep in mind that me and my wife and my friends are on the road, and I don't want you to kill us. So try to keep that in mind. Anyway, getting on to our first review, Big Show's Burgers. The place just opened up. It's been open about 2 months now, maybe a little bit longer by the time this hits air. The address for this joint is 1200 Brampton Avenue, Statesboro, Georgia. Telephone number is 912-243-9060. Folks, this is the burger place that I've been threatening to open for the past, like, 7 years. I keep saying that Statesboro has everything else. We continue to have restaurants pop up all over the place. Stuff we don't need. How many Subways does a town really need, honestly? I mean, really. Come on, it's like five now. What we needed was a good burger place. Place you go in, you get a quality burger that's made in-house. You know, patted in-house, seasoned in-house, cooked right there. Same thing with fries. And this place is it. This is the bee's knees, as old people would say, like my parents and me, I guess. But yeah, it's awesome. The standard issue burger, like, I don't even know what the rest of the menu is. I go in, I get the classic. The classic is a double cheeseburger, so it's already a winner. Double cheeseburger. Lettuce, tomato, shaved onion. It's very specific that it says shaved onion. Tomato pickle, ketchup, mayonnaise, toasted bun. I get onion rings instead of fries. I'll get the onion rings in a second. It's like $8. I drink water instead of soda because, you know, I figure I'm already doing enough damage with the burger itself. You're going to have bacon for a dollar. Sometimes I'm feeling like seeing if I can rush a heart attack, so I go with the bacon. But it's amazing. It's great. It's a huge, huge burger. I've yet to finish all of the food that I get. I've taken friends up there, and that's what they do. They're big boys, and they put down a lot of food, and they got through their burger and I think maybe made a dent in their french fries, and that was it. They left a lot in that basket, let me tell you. So it's soundly worth the money. But it's not just the classic. They got a whole range of burgers, you know, with different things on it, stuff like that. They also do sandwiches. Like, I've seen the Philly on the menu. I've seen the pictures. If you listen to this, I can encourage you to head over to the Facebook. That's right, I said the Facebook. Go to find Big Show's Burgers, Statesboro, Georgia. They've got a Facebook page up. And they've got pictures of some of their food. And let me tell you something. Those aren't promotional pictures, okay? I've taken a few pictures. I'll be posting it. I'm going to post this podcast on their Facebook page. And I'm going to post some of my pictures of the food that I've consumed. It's all good looking, folks. It's a hard eight. It's a hard eight. Yes, it is. It's some good eatings. But yeah, they've got sandwiches. They got a Philly cheesesteak that I'm dying to try. They've got dogs. They've got various versions of French fries, chili cheese fries, things like that. And more importantly, they also serve beer. It's super simple. Burgers, beer. They got beer on tap, and they got a whole host of bottled beer. I recommend the Shock Top Crisp Apple. I only got to try that because I was there. It's also good, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the burgers, the beef. Where's the beef? As 80s commercials would say about Wendy's, but that's no one's going to get that joke except maybe like my mother and old people like me. But yeah, the beef is there. The beef is at Big Show's Burgers. It's awesome. And if you're feeling froggy, you're feeling brave, they have a Big Show's Challenge. Now, again, if you go to the Facebook page, Big Show's Burgers on the Facebook, they've got a picture of this thing, this monstrosity. It's something like 10 patties and, you know, a pound of bacon and a pound of French fries and two grilled cheese sandwiches. It's one of those kind of things. It's if you put this monster down in like the half hour you have, get your name on a placard, get put on the wall, so you become immortal in Statesboro, in Big Show's Burgers. You get a t-shirt talking about how you conquered that beast and how you got on the fast track to cardiac arrest. And you get the fame of it all, man. You get to say that you did it. You took the challenge. You took the big, meaty, Big Show's Burgers challenge, and you put it down. If you don't manage to pull this off, and you know what? This is me. Open challenge to all the people going to listen to this podcast. I dare you. I double dare you to head to Big Show's Burgers and take the challenge. See if you can do it. I don't think most people can. I think they've said like one person's pulled it off or something like that. They may have been lying on that. I didn't see a name on a wall anywhere. So who knows? If you don't complete this monster, you're given a bill. On top of getting a bill, you get a very, very full stomach and shame. And that's it. You can't leave and tell people, hey, I took the Big Show challenge and lost, and I got a full stomach. Because then you're lame, and it sounds lame. But I guarantee most people listening to the podcast are not even going to bother to try it. You're too afraid. You're too scared to strap on the boots. Lace them up tight. Bring a bib. Check your pride and everything else at the door. Try to take this thing down. Men, don't bring your ladies. Ladies, don't bring your men. They're not going to want to see you try to devour this beast of beef, as you try to gather immortality in Statesboro, Georgia. Big Show's Burgers, taking on the Big Show Challenge. Once again, that's 1200 Brampton Avenue, Statesboro, Georgia. Telephone number 912-243-9060. Go. Even if you're too afraid, try the challenge. Even if you can't girder your loins to take that challenge, you should go and try the food anyway, because it's delicious. A little while ago, before I started rambling, I told you I got the onion rings instead of the fries. The reason why, the fries, they're kind of shoestring fry. They're not big fries. I kind of like a thicker French fry myself. That's neither here nor there. There is a host of accoutrements. That's condiments, except, you know, poorly pronounced. On the table, ketchup, mustard, malt vinegar, which I'm a big fan of. It's very English. And then they got a whole ton of stuff that they'll bring you. Honey mustard and Big Show sauce. And I know which, that's a little weird sounding, Big Show sauce. If you follow wrestling at all, it's kind of like, whoa, whoa, Big Show sauce. I don't know what that is. So, no. It's a chili lime mayonnaise. It's not bad. And, you know, they have barbecue sauce and things like that. But I get the onion rings. I like the onion rings. The onion rings, they're called, I think they're called, like, Showstopper onion rings. You know, now that I think about it, these guys may be bigger wrestling fans, or at least fans of the Big Show, with his big choke slam and his tiny teeth and his drool, but that's neither here nor there. They're good. Showstopper? I don't know. Couple them with a hamburger, they're heart stopper, I'll tell you that much. Because, you know, they're fried, but they're delicious. To go along with that burger. Ugh, man. When I'm done with this, I'm going back to Big Show's Burgers. Now that I've talked about it that much. No, it's awesome. Give it a shot. head up there, tell them you heard about it on the podcast. They probably won't give you any kind of discount or anything, but it'll do my heart good, which I'm going to need my heart doing better, considering how often I eat at Big Show's Burgers. But yeah, give them a shot. They're awesome. They really are. So do it. Do it. Yeah. Do it. Anyway, next thing we're talking about, I told you, we're talking about the newest Metal Gear game that just came out on all consoles. Well, the ones that are functional and real consoles. The Xbox 360, the PlayStation 3. It may or may not come out on PC. I'm sure there's the PC Master Race out there who are going to listen to this and be like, console player, whatevs. And then leet speak some more. But I grew up on consoles, so I'm a console kid. That's just how it is. I got crappy wrists. If I try to use a computer now, even setting up stuff with a laptop, like it feels like my wrists are going to explode. So, console kid, that's me. Anyway, to the point, to the meat, to the heart of the matter. That's right, I'm still talking about meat. Big Show's Burgers. 1200 Brampton Avenue. It's got me talking about all this meat. Could mean other things, but we're going to leave that alone. Moving on from that train of thought. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. Had a few other titles when it was developing. I don't remember what they are, nor is it really all that important. You play the cyborg ninja, Raiden, or Jack the Ripper. If you follow the Metal Gear franchise, know anything about the universe. He's the same guy you played as in Metal Gear 2. He was not well received, so he was increasingly made fun of in Metal Gear Solid 3. He showed back up in Metal Gear Solid 4 as the cyborg ninja. For those of you who don't know, there's always been a cyborg ninja in all the games. It's just one of those things. One of the snakes is always there. Solid Snake, Liquid Snake, Solidus Snake, Taco Snake, Trouser Snake. That's totally different. There's always been a counter to that, and there's always been a cyborg ninja, which is exactly what it sounds like, folks. It's a ninja who's also a cyborg. So, a little over the top, but who cares? It's awesome. But yeah, he's back as the Cyborg Ninja. His own little standalone game again. You know, this time being more awesome and not crappy. And it's crazy, is the best way to describe it. The graphics are amazing. It looks great, but really nothing this generation should look not great. This is me calling out the new Walking Dead game that just came out, not from Telltale Games, the other one from Activision, which literally just came out. Survival Instinct. Talking to you, when I say no game should look bad, because you look bad. Terribly bad. But, that's for another time. It looks awesome. It's gorgeous. Like, everything is super high def, and the colors are sharp, and it's amazing looking. And it can be amazing looking, because it's pretty much, if you've played Ninja Gaiden, if you've played God of War, if you've played Bayonetta and Ninja Gaiden, or Devil May Cry, those games are closer to what it is than God of War. I probably shouldn't even mention God of War. The combat is the same setup, though. You know, there's a light attack, there's a heavy attack, there's a jump button, and you kind of combo all this stuff together into these big, glorious flashes of light with numbers in the corner telling you how many times you've hit this person. And, you know, I'm sure, once again, we'll have those guys who are going to hound me for this and be like, they're nothing alike Bayonetta and Ninja Gaiden and Devil May Cry. Those games are nothing alike. Meh. They are. Deal with it. Okay? That's all. Deal with it. The combat is exactly the same. You hit things. You hit all the buttons. You can say it's a combo. You can say there's an art to it. All I know is all those games, you can play them without getting any of the combos you have to buy with your fancy beat-em-up points. Okay? You push square, you push triangle, you push them in different orders, and flashing lights happen, and you win! Yay! That's what this game is like, too, as far as the combat goes. It's not that deep, okay? There's a heavy attack, light attack, you block guys, apparently there's a red flash. P.S., if you're out there, and you're thinking about developing a game, some of us, like myself, SeanBill5000, we're colorblind, so if we could stop using red as a prompt, that'd be great. Because apparently there's red flashes in games that are prompts that tell you you need to do something. I've never seen this. So I have to adapt when I play video games. My friend every time something like that happens, he goes, I don't know how you've ever played video games. It's insane. There's red everywhere. My wife gets all mad. She texts and tweets the game developers about my colorblindness as if it just happened, as if something happened and I went colorblind, like I was Ray Charles, but with colors. And I'm waggling my head. I guess that's Stevie Wonder. But that works too. I'm waggling my head. I'm like, I can't see red and green. I can't see red and green. It's always been a thing, and I just have to adapt. It would be nice if I could block in a game that requires a lot of blocking that didn't involve a red flash. Or Mirror's Edge, where you're supposed to run, and everything's red you're supposed to run on. Can't play that game either. But that's... Now I'm ranting and complaining. What was I talking about? The game looking good? We'll get back on that, sure. Yeah, the game looks awesome. It looks great. It's stunning. But, on top of that, I told you about the combat, and that combat is not a... That doesn't lend to an open-world type game. So everything's kind of in a... What I like to call kill boxes, where essentially it's just a big square. You know, same thing with Devil May Cry, Ninja Gaiden, Bayonetta. Everything's kind of like in a confined area. You may not realize it because you're too busy fighting, but... You know, you can't just take off up a building if you wanted to get away. So, yeah, confined areas, but you don't notice so much because it tells you the story and you're moving along, and by the time you start thinking about it again, it's time to get back into the awesome, awesome action. There's a soundtrack that plays when you engage in boss battles, and Bayonetta tried this. It's like this weird J-pop kind of rock kind of thing, J-rock, I guess. But Bayonetta tried it, except they were playing it the entire game. So even during the low moments, this J-rock was blaring to the point where it was annoying, so you turned it off. In Metal Gear, on the other hand, it only picks up during boss battles. So you'd be playing along, and you're like, oh, this is kind of cool. I'm slashing this guy. Hey, look, I cut this guy into a bunch of pieces. Because you can do that. There's free cut mode, and you cut at will, the box says. You're kind of slicing this dude into salad cubes, and then the boss shows up. And then the music kicks in. And if there's stages for the boss battle, the music moves in stages, to where by the time you're in your last stage fighting the boss, the music is at its peak, and you are so hype while you're fighting these crazy villains that you lose yourself in what's going on. You know, the soundtrack's blaring, and you're just cutting, and you're fighting, and you get done with it, and you're like, man, that was awesome. Because right when the boss is done, bang, you get your little cutscene, the music has dropped out at this point, they do a little talking, you move on to the next thing. So it's they tell the story really, really well through the music, the boss battles at least. The game, as a story, is solid enough. It's a Metal Gear game, folks. Alright, it's not a Metal Gear Solid game. It is not a sneaking mission. It is a opposite of sneaking mission. It is a, you are a cyborg ninja who can outrun a train and jump over buildings and suplex Metal Gear Ray. Spoiler alert. See, it is not a sneaking mission. There's a few, you know, there's a box and a barrel. You could walk around to that if you want to, but that's not the point. You know, the point is to run around and cut things with the world's sharpest sword ever. And it's great. Like, it's just awesome. Once again, I'm going to say it. I'm going to pull the term out. We're going to bring it back. It's the bee's knees. That's what it is. It's awesome. Yeah, the game looks great. The combat is, you know, we described what it is. The scenes, the levels that it takes you to, some of them are fantastic. There's a level that's designed to look like feudal Japan. You know, the moon's out and there's cherry blossoms and it's dark, which, if you knew where this particular map was, you'd question why it was there and how nonsensical it is that it is there. But when you just look at it, you're like, oh, that's amazing looking. That's stunning. And then you go about wrecking ass, just tearing people to pieces with your sword. So, that's really it. I mean, you're doing crazy stuff, man. You're running on missiles, and you're running up and down buildings, and you're suplexing mechas. It's batshit crazy. I think the best quote I've heard for the box art that should have been on there was absurd yet amazing. Because that's the best way to describe it. It's absurd yet amazing. So yeah, that's really the best descriptor I can give without giving too much away. I feel as though I've already kind of given enough things away about it. So if we had to do a review, today we're going to use, let's do watermelons cut in half. And so it would be 7.5 watermelons out of a dozen bananas. Because that review system doesn't make any sense. Because review systems don't make any sense. They keep giving you stars and stuff. Should you go play it? Hell yeah. Should you buy it? I don't know. It's $64. The game's about 6 hours long. You can play it a ton of times, but I don't know if it's $64 worth. That's not, you know, if you live in, like, Dubai or something, I'm sure the game's like $100, because that's what they are over there. They're like $100 or something. But you live in Dubai, so you can totally afford it. But yeah, you should totally play it. It's a great time. It's a fun little adventure. So yeah, that's really all I got to say about that. That's an awful Forrest Gump impression, and I apologize for Forrest Gump fans and anyone who may suffer from the same disability that Forrest Gump had, being mentally disabled, and was now offended at my awful Forrest Gump impersonation. I'm not really sorry. I would just be sorry that you'd be offended, I guess, that you'd go, oh, that's awful. He made fun of Forrest Gump, who is a fictional character, kind of. I know, who cares? Who cares if the dude exists? We're moving on. That's what we're doing. We are moving the hell on. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. Thanks again to Big Show's Burgers, 1200 Brampton Avenue, Statesboro, Georgia, for letting me babble on about their amazing hamburgers. This is going to be posted on their Facebook page, so if you listen to this and you didn't find it on their Facebook page, go to their Facebook page. And if you go to their Facebook page, go to their restaurant and eat until you're fat and happy, or fat and not feeling so happy because you just consumed this giant delicious burger, but you're probably going to be ill if you have eaten too much, or you don't react well to that much hamburger, or if you can't contain awesome all that well, because you're going to get over-awesomed, and then you're going to be sick. But it'll be worth it. It'll so be worth it. We're also going to thank Eric Stetson. Go to his YouTube page, folks. Go to his YouTube channel. Eric Stetson. Eric and then Stetson. You know, like the hat. And listen to some of this guy's music. Dude is a master of everything. He's a composer. Graduated right here from Georgia Southern University. Right now is residing in Sacramento, California. Doing it up. Doing it big. If you need anything as far as music goes, this guy's your guy. You need a podcast intro. You need a music video done. You need a ukulele cover for something, he's the guy. He's it. So go and subscribe. Tickle the subscribe button. Tell him I said hello if you tickle his subscribe button. Tickle, tickle, tickle. So yeah, that's that. Thank you for tuning in to another complete and total disorganized jumble of talking that is the Sean Bill 5000 podcast. Next episode, folks, we're going to go back and we're going to cover WrestleMania. That's right. We're going to go over WrestleMania. Highs, lows, ups, downs, what worked, what didn't. I may dedicate the whole damn podcast to it. I don't know. But we'll see. But as the song says, the show must go on, except right now, in which it is going to end. Thank you for joining it. And I hope you enjoyed my soft tones in your ears. You may now... Head to the restroom. Get some Q-tips. Take care of that mess. I love you like a play cousin. I'm out.